Early in the two-day workshop on homeless solutions, advocate Ian DeJong called for the creative destruction of much of the existing network of services, supports, and shelters. Anything that gets in the way of housing people as soon as possible, he said, should be dropped in favor of an individualized approach that prioritizes help for those whose needs are most severe. It was a message welcomed by Heidi Protras, executive director of the Sonoma County Task Force for the Homeless. But she's not sure how widely her enthusiasm is shared.
What he said that's very significant is you got to tear it down before you build it up, and people are terrified of that. So that's a challenge. That's going to be a hard one, how to make that move that needs to be made to let the homeless own their own situation a little bit more is really counter to what people like to do. They like to help.
One of the biggest service providers in that arena locally is Catholic Charities. Jenny Lynn Holmes, their director of shelter and housing, says her organization has already been moving toward the housing first model advocated by DeJong for nearly 2 years.
We've gotten rid of all of our transitional housing and we are only focusing on permanent housing. We still have more work to do, but we really want to invest in what data shows works and doing things for the population that nobody will serve. There's so many people that are homeless that everyone says, oh, not them, we won't serve them, but we'll serve these people. And we've really tried to pick up the piece of serving that population that nobody else will. But it can't just be Catholic Charities. It has to be all of us as a community and all of us as service providers.
Like Holmes, Santa Rosa City Councilman Tom Schwedheim is a convener of the recently formed Santa Rosa Homeless Collective, which hosted the two-day summit. He believes local government should and will back the changes through their funding allocations.
I hope we're going to jump on many of the evidence-based solutions that he's identifying and using data to form our decisions versus this is the way we've always done it. I've talked to at least one member of the Board of Supervisors. She is starting to feel that same way. If we want housing first and the intervention aspect of housing first, that's what we are going to fund. That's a very positive thing.
But Adrian Lauby, an activist with Homeless Action, took a more cautious stance. Prioritizing who to serve is okay, she says, but what will happen to the others?
Everybody that we find in our service community is needing help. They need something more to get them into housing. His system would prioritize people based on their need and their most vulnerable situation. That leaves a lot of people suffering repeated trauma from homelessness.
So she questions the single-track approach of housing first.
We need to build houses so that the priority list can be bigger. And then we need to do interim things that reduces the trauma of homelessness, whether it's encampments, transitional houses, group homes. Some of the things that he thinks doesn't help are still essential.
At the same time, Lauby is wholeheartedly behind DeJong's call for more personalized interactions with those the agencies want to help. So is Heidi Protras.
Everything he's saying about how services should be delivered, client-centered, person-centered, meet people where they are. Those should be standard for all social services. That's the only way to successfully deliver services to other people. Talk to them. What do they want? Then go from there. You can't impose your will on clients. And we do that in this system a lot.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.